So, like I was saying, I had to take a moonsault moment, y'all. I just got overwhelmed. So, it was like a little backstory I was telling y'all about what transpired the day of that we actually met and how odd it was. Of how it seemed like everything came to a halt. Time had stopped, so to speak, or that's what it seemed like, okay? So, trying to remember where I picked up off. That's that. We were getting in the car, me and my friend had made a pact, and this girl had made a pact, and she was like, if you talk to him, I'll talk to mine. And so I'm her crush. And so I got out the car and she was amping me up and she was like, you can do it. And so I got out the car right behind him after he got out the car. He had no clue that I was right behind him. And I had stopped for a minute. And I was just like, no, I can't do this. I was like, I can't do this. I stopped. And I was like, okay, I started to panic. I was like, let me get back in the car. Cause I never approached a guy like that before. And I honestly don't know what made the difference or why I did it on that random act of even if I was in the hype. But what happened was I think I had tapped him on his shoulder, or I said hey to him, or it was somehow I had got his attention, and I had told him my name, and it was so funny because I remember to this day his tongue was blue because he had like a McDonald's slush, and I thought that was so funny. And I was trying not to pay attention to it. I was trying not to look at his face because I was like, oh my goodness, he looked good. And so I was like, I can't believe I'm talking. And I was so nervous, like I can't explain. I was so nervous because that's just not my usual. I don't do stuff like that. And so, especially with me being on my journey of celibacy or whatever and everything, I was just like not prone to just stepping out and doing stupid stuff like that. Like, it just wasn't apparent to me to do things like that. So when I talked to him, we had a little bit of a conversation, and he had said something along the lines like, I have to get this icy in here or something. And it was just like, you know how in the cartoon, okay, I'm gonna stop screaming. You know how in the cartoon when it's like all the air comes out the balloon and it's just like that's what I was like, oh my gosh, this was so embarrassing. I don't got to talk to this random man, and I don't know why, just because of the dream. And I was beating myself up, like, I was just like, oh. And then I got back in the car, she was like, girl, what happened? And I was telling her, and she was like, oh, well, you know, maybe I'll have better luck, hopefully, with mine. And so I was like, yeah. And she came back and like told me that she had got his number and so on, and they moved to work. And that's when I had went to CVS, and that's when I was telling y'all that I felt like it was like this odd connection, but it was like somebody was behind me. or someone is around me. And that's when I heard, had the thought, like, your husband is watching or your husband is near. It was one of those two. I cannot be for certain which one it is, but it was something, it said something pertaining to your husband. And I was like, where is he? Like, is he in the back hiding? Like, is he working and trying to hide from me? Like, what is he watching me? Like, what? And I'm like, I was so confused. And so, when I got back, I can't stop now because I remember this clearly, because I had my little jeans on pulled over my stomach because I felt so self-conscious. I had lost all that weight, like I said. I told y'all I was starving myself and I lost all that weight. I'm walking towards the room because I think we was supposed to be going to do something, or we was gonna sit in the car and talk, me and her. And so I walked towards the room and I gave the food. No, I think my mom had called. But that's who I was staying with. Anyway, I started going up towards the room and he didn't call my name right. And I was just like, he didn't call my name right. He messed up my name. And at first I thought about debunking it, because I was like, man, you just left me like that. And I was just like, something kind of like pulled me towards him, and we started talking, and the rest is history. I'm gonna talk about the fact that I was so nervous and how open he was. Like, that's what drew him to me, because for the most part, or me to him, was for the most part, like, we had just met, and I would say for me, his skills was good. It was A1. He was like, oh, let's come in for a family hug. It was just so funny. And like, it was so odd how my kids, my children connected to him. Like, especially my son, because he didn't connect to no other person still to this day. Like, I have trouble, so to speak, getting him to connect to other males. I don't know why, you know, I've been praying and seeking the Lord for his friends. But anyway, we're not going to talk about the fact that, y'all, I was trying to detour him. Like, I was trying to detour him because, like I said, I thought for the longest he was the decoy. And even when, like, dreams and stuff popped up, I don't know what else to say, but I did. I told him, like, for the longest, I was like, anybody gonna get in between my relationship between me and God? And, if you think that you're gonna come between me and you think that you're gonna get me to do all this stuff and blah blah blah, boy, I sent this whole long message and I wasn't playing. I was so serious because I was ready to, like, dump him, because I was like, look, I left my ex because he wasn't serious. And it wasn't just that he wasn't serious, he wasn't the person for me. And he tried to come between me and my relationship, like I said, by stopping me going to church, by trying to be manipulative and everything. And it was just like odd. It was just, I was ready. I had my guns locked and loaded, because I was like, who you think you are? I don't care who the devil think he sent, but you ain't finna knock me down. You ain't finna. Ooh, I was just like, I don't care. But there was this thing, y'all. There was this thing. I'm sorry. Sorry that I didn't mean you. There was this thing, and I'm gonna end this. There was this thing that just drew me to him. Was it love? I don't know for certain, but it was just like the more I fought against him, or the more like I tried to panic and back up, and like I had my guns locked and loaded. It was like the more closer I draw to him, and it was just like, I don't know, it was so weird. And that's when I was just like, I got scared, especially when the dreams and stuff start popping up, because I was like, this man awoke things in me. And I'm not saying like nasty stuff, y'all. I'm saying like the gift of singing I always had. And with my ex, my last relationship before him, prior to him, we had talked about like going in the studio and doing like demos and just sitting down and writing, but it was just like talk. But with him, like we actually sat down and we wrote a poem, and it was just like it was like the connection was there, and it was more than just sexual. I'm telling you, I'm gonna have to end this because I don't know. Long story short, it was just a whole lot. Sorry, I'm reading my emails. It was a whole lot to go into it. That was the most frustrating part, was that I felt that connection, and so many things transpired that I can't explain. Even to this day, even with the pregnancy and everything, the kids rather, it was just too weird. And I wouldn't lie, you know, about something simple like that. So yeah, I don't know. Come in the comments talking about, you know, she lying, she ain't telling the truth. Even if you do, you know, I just hope that you realize or see the truth in this, and the irony of hope. And yeah, I'm out. Hopefully, until tomorrow, maybe. But yeah, this is gonna be my last recording. I'm gonna have to finish watching my TV and get caught up on everything else. Love you guys. Peace.